Managing for Happiness: Games, Tools, and Practices to Motivate Any Team. Author: Jürgen Apello. By keeping track of the questions that participants from all over the world asked during management workshops, it's noticed that their questions all are mainly asking, "How can we change other people?" This attitude is a reflection of the traditional approach to management: one person manipulating the behaviors of others. But what if all these management problems were simply the outcome of an incorrect interpretation of management? Doing the wrong thing and doing the right thing wrong. For organizations, common practice is that they are all managed like machines, with their workers treated as gears and levers. I call this management 1.0. In this style of management, organizations should rank employees using measurements of individual achievements and give more work to the organization's best performers while getting rid of the bad ones. In a management 2.0 organization, everyone recognizes that people are the most valuable assets and that managers have to become servant leaders. But sadly, managers often use the wrong approach. They prefer to stick to the hierarchy and forget that human beings don't respond well to top-down control. Organizations are complex, adaptive systems, and that good management means taking care of the system instead of manipulating people. When it comes to management, most people need concrete advice and step-by-step guidance in answers to their how questions. This briefing introduces a collection of concrete management practices because everyone should learn how to manage the system, not the people. Kudo Box and Kudo Cards: Motivate People with Better Rewards. Extrinsic motivation is defined as behavior that is driven by external rewards. Unfortunately, a common assumption among managers is that nothing works like money when you want to make people work more effectively. Actually, rewards that trigger intrinsic motivation are more effective, more sustainable, and usually cost less money. Rewards can work for your organization when you reward continuously and publicly, when you reward behavior, not outcome, and when you reward peers, not subordinates. How to get started. Now it is time for you to start implementing your own Kudo Box. Secure commitment from upper management to spend a small sum each month on a new reward system. If management doesn't cooperate, introduce the system without the gifts. Implement the practice at a high level, throughout either the whole company or the whole department. Create a central mailbox and name it the Kudo Box, or choose your own terminology. Give someone responsibility for the Kudo Box. Let everyone know that any employee is allowed to reward any other person with a small reward by slipping a note or kudo card in the box. Check the box every day and announce publicly who received a compliment and why. Personal maps: improve communication and understanding. People should get closer to the work of others in order to better understand what is going on. But what can you do if you are involved in many teams? What if the teams work in different buildings or in different countries? First, match your proximity to the people with the importance of their work. Second, keep your proximity diverse, flexible, and unpredictable. Optimize your communication with others using walks, trips, flights, and video calls. Whatever you do, don't wait for problems to find you. How to get started. Write down the names of one of your team members. Write the words home, education, work, hobbies, family, friends, goals, and values around the name, and connect those words with the name in the middle. Now, work toward the outer edge of the paper, writing words, names, and concepts that you're able to recall about this person, and connect them to the words you had already written. Evaluate the mind map you have just created and recognize where you have empty areas. Decide what would be the best approach to improving communication with this person and filling in the blank spots on your map. Do the same with other people using different approaches. Feedback wraps and unlimited vacation. Learn how to offer constructive feedback. Many organizations have introduced a flex time policy, which was a first step towards performance evaluations based on effort and results, not on time. As soon as managers think about the possibility of switching from a time-only or presence-only work environment to a result-only or trust-only work environment, the first question that usually pops up is, how do we evaluate results? We must learn is how to offer written feedback to our colleagues in an easy, honest, and friendly way. Considering they don't want us to monitor their working times, workplaces, and vacations, creative workers have a right to receive useful feedback on the results, and they need it fast. Feedback needs to be part of our work every day. Feedback should be normal. Step 1. Describe your context. Briefly mention the environment you find yourself in and your state of mind. By starting with a description of your personal situation, you enable the people on the receiving end to notice any similarities between them and you. Step 2. List your observations. Explain the things you observe. In terms of facts and experiences, only focus on the things you can actually see about the work or behaviors. By keeping observations and facts separate from evaluations and judgments, you increase the chance that people are willing to improve. Step 3. Express your emotions. By expressing the emotions you felt when reviewing someone's work, it is easier to connect with the other person, and it can help you prevent or resolve conflict. Step 4. Sort by value. You might find it useful to sort the observations by the value that you recognize in the work. Usually, most of the things that resulted in a positive feeling will have a positive value for you and vice versa. On the other hand, some other issue could have made you feel annoyed, but maybe this helped you discover something crucial that would have cost you an arm and a leg if it had not been discovered early enough. Step 5. End with suggestions. Now it's time to end your feedback on a high note. You can do that by offering a couple of helpful suggestions. Your suggestions for improvement should reflect that mindset. For example, you could end with, "If you find this useful, I would love to help review the design process." Research tells us that happiness is more a decision than a destination, and it is something that you can simply decide to achieve in the workplace as well. Here are some steps to implement a happier work environment. 1. Thank your coworkers and be appreciative. 2. Give a little present to a team member or make it possible for them to offer each other gifts because gifts make both receivers and senders happier. 3. Help someone out who needs a bit of assistance or give team members time and space to lend each other a hand because altruism makes people feel good. 4. Eat well and make good, healthy foods easily available for everyone in the workplace. 5. Exercise regularly and allow your coworkers to take proper care of their bodies. 6. Rest well and sleep sufficiently. In the context of a work environment, it would be wise to offer people a place to recharge throughout the day. 7. Experience new things because the happiness you would derive from experiences is longer lasting than the happiness you get from things. Hike outdoors, enjoy nature, and get people to escape their office environment every once in a while. Being outside and connecting with nature leads to an increased sense of vitality that goes beyond mere physical exercise. 9. Meditate every day or adopt regular mindfulness practices. Because there's evidence that better awareness of oneself and one's surroundings and improved inner peace and quiet are useful ingredients for greater happiness. 10. Socialize with people and make it easy for your coworkers to develop connections, not only with each other, but also with other stakeholders. 11. Aim for a defined purpose as an organization and help people to develop, communicate, and realize their own goals. 12. Smile to make everyone feel better.